Welcome to the CMO Reset.
I'm Norman Guadagno, multi-time CMO, agency leader, and all-around marketing guy, endlessly questioning how to balance who I am with what I do.
And I'm Jeff Hadfield, longtime journalist, media person, tech industry guy, community and ecosystem builder, partnership forger, and part-time DJ.
Join us for the CMO Reset and get perspective on your work, your life, and the world we're in.
Let's dive in.
Perspective, our point of view.
I repeat myself a lot. Some of it is because I forget what I said in the past. Some of it is because my neurodiverse brain loves sharing the things I know with others. A good portion of it is because I think there are just some truths so glaringly self-evident and universally relevant that they bear repeating. I repeat myself a lot. Over the past couple of decades as a marketing executive and agency leader, I have made the same statement to colleagues, my team, clients, and just about anyone that would listen repeatedly. I have said, you are not your customer. I'll repeat it. You are not your customer. Sometimes I preface this statement with a little bit of a joke about wanting to have it printed on a t-shirt that I could wear to meetings. I never actually did. Well, I'm now searching for how to get custom printed t-shirts made to sell on this podcast. But the point of the t-shirt joke is that this should be front and center in the minds of marketers everywhere and all the time. You are not your customer. Yes, I know that there are instances and categories where the marketers in the room are customers of their own products and services. I think that is a logical fallacy. In the context of doing marketing, you are not your customer. You can't be your customer, because if you are, you're caught in the trap of believing what you think about the thing you market is relevant. It's not. Some tech startups where the team consists of 3 people and a dozen AIs might try and get away with thinking they are the customer. And they might be right. That's an edge case I'm just going to leave alone right now. For most marketers, really embracing this rule is key. We are marketing to others, not to ourselves. We know too much about the company or product or market. We are not able to be both rational and irrational simultaneously, as our customers often are. This is not to say that we shouldn't be empathetic to our customers, deeply understand them, and treat them with respect. We should. We should go as deep as we can to understand their hearts and minds, know what motivates them, what annoys them, what brings them unbridled joy. They are our customers. We are not. I roll this idea out regularly because it seems to be a blind spot for so many marketers. Without fail, even the best of us can lapse into the belief that we are truly the customer and therefore know if this or that marketing will or will not work. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but you are not your customer. Now, let's circle right around to the main event, talking about being an executive, talking to other executives, In fact, explicitly violating the rule and thinking I am my customer on this podcast. Aha. Caught in the act of setting an elaborate, well, not that elaborate, semantic trap for myself, a real trap. Here's the difference. I'm not selling any service or product here. I am simply sharing myself and my experiences and ideas. I remain committed to the belief that good marketers are not their customers. Good executives know how to use empathy and personal experience to communicate their ideas, mentor others, and coach them from the perspective of having been a player. No one ever really taught me how to be a coach or a mentor. I had to observe and learn. Eventually, I did take some courses and spend time going really deep into studying the practice of coaching, but that only came later. Early on, I was winging it, often failing at it too. When someone coached me successfully, I tried to understand what they did and how they did it. At first, the trick seemed to be mind reading, empathy, and crazy insight into how everything worked. With time, it was clear that empathy was key and pattern recognition was the magic. The same patterns repeat. And as you see them occur, you learn how to navigate them. Then you learn how to help others navigate them. Mentoring and coaching to me is about putting myself in someone's shoes and understanding the path they are on and the potential obstacles and prizes on that path. The insights come faster when I am doing this actively and regularly with several people, exploring along with them as they navigate their career. As a senior executive, I have had the good fortune to do this with a lot of people. From each one, I learned something new, a variation on the pattern, and perhaps gain more empathy for the infinite variety of experiences in this life. Now, as I work to reset myself, evaluate my own path and patterns, I simultaneously turn inward and seek the wisdom of others. Turns out that when it comes to humans offering to help other humans, we are our customers.
Discussion.
I want to touch on the first thing that you talked about you are not your customer. I think any of us who've have experience around this or have had this discussion or have done marketing in any kind, right? It's like to a certain degree, you can project onto the customer, right? It's like, oh, I am making a better wooden spoon. It is used for stirring generally. Therefore, I know that it at least needs to be able to stir. That's a terrible example, but you know what I mean, right? It's
You are
like you
stirring
can,
something up in me with that.
right? Yeah, I was, but it's like you can get partially there. I think the thing that's interesting around this is, remembering that we're not our customer, and something I learned early on in my career from a very experienced marketer at the time was he said, you always know that the customer is going to ask what's in it for me. And I think it's a similar framing as to what you said. And I would like to highlight something that you said that is important to me, and it shows how, and hope everyone's sitting down while they're listening to this, you and I actually agree on many things. And one of those is around, you mentioned understand your customers' hearts, their minds, their motivations, and what brings joy. Do you know what you did not name in that list? And I'm going to highlight it. This is not a
Yeah,
quiz.
please.
What you did not name is, do you know what features they consider important in a wooden spoon? Do you know what price points there are? This is all
Absolutely.
later stuff. And I've spent many years having similar discussions, particularly around technical markets, because people tend to think, oh, they are developers, therefore all they care about are, I'm just making this up, right? Integrations, or they only
Yep.
care about speed, or they only care about whether it's, whether you can get the source code with it, or whether they have access via these things, right? It's like they tend to just think about all the nerdy stuff. And it's like, yes, and your sister-in-law, your brother, whoever, who is a developer, what do you think about them? Right? It's like, no, they're humans. They may have been drawn to that profession because there's certain ways that they are wired that make them drawn to that. But understanding what motivates them, what brings them joy, those kinds of things, that's how you really get to them and reach them and have them take a look at what you're offering. So anyway,
Agree,
what I
agree
wanted to
completely.
ramble on, yeah, what I wanted
No,
to
no, no.
ramble on for is.
You were rambling good, and we sort of got into a little bit of developer marketing, which we should save for a future conversation. Maybe have a guest here, right? When we have our friend Prashant join us in the future, hopefully.
Yep.
Because he talks a lot about that, and we can give a plug for him when the time is right. And I think you pointed out a bunch of things. One, my list was not meant to be inclusive of everything, and you're absolutely right. Like, how do you make sure that it's at the right price point, that it has the features they need, that it solves the problem that they have? And I will talk about this in the future because it's been on my mind as well. You also, really hit on this reality of, yes, we have to understand that we are not our customer, but we do have to think like them. And I know my repetitious rule is simplistic. I it is intentionally simplistic because the point to me is to help people step outside themselves and see when they are trying to be their customer and when they're just sort of trying to understand their customer, right? And that's part of the challenge. You also, didn't, or maybe you will still beat up on me momentarily over the fact that I sort of was touching on two different topics here, but to me it was the same topic, right? It's the what I have preached, if I dare use such a word, for a long time is you are not your customer. And yet, here in this context, I sort of have to think I kind of am my customer. And I use customer broadly here, like let's say audience, right? So then you ask yourself, does the performer say you are not your audience? Or do they say, I write music, or I write plays, or whatever it may be, for my own enjoyment, and it's great when others can enjoy it too. And I tap back to our discussion of Bowie in our previous episode. I don't know if Bowie was writing that music for me or for himself or for someone else, but it just seemed to resonate with everyone, didn't it?
I think it did. And I have three thoughts about the things you just said. First, you alluded to the fact that I would probably criticize you for having multiple topics. And the best way to do criticism in a situation like this is you have it a criticism sandwich. So I was going to talk about nice things first and then sneak the. Really.
I believe that
But,
has a different name.
oh, all right. Feedback, whatever it was. Anyway, just teasing, but you know.
Always like the Oreo cookie metaphor.
There you
But
go. Okay. All right. Well, we're now on to the gooey filling. But no, I want to come back to some of the last stuff you said. And that was, I forgot what my third point was now, but the second one was around what you said about being your own audience, being your own customer. And I think in this case, that's part of what we're trying to do here. And so I wanted to bring that up. It's like we're not coming in and saying, hey, we're experts in this. What we're trying to do is come in and say, look, these are some things to consider. These are the things that we've thought through, and this is how we're working through them. And hopefully, just like any other kind of interesting talk or conversation that you would participate in or eavesdrop on, hopefully you take away something that causes you to think. And I did remember the third thing, and it was just the little asterisk to say, Just in case anybody's curious, Norman and I do have a history of doing developer and developer adjacent marketing in projects in the past,
That's that is true, and we
particularly
will
with a really fun project around software architects.
yes, so we'll get back to that. And as I write these introductory pieces, I start with a belief that I want to focus in on a single topic, and then I end up touching on a bunch of stuff. It's part of what I th it's part of how I operate, right? And I have found that I'm trying to share my experiences in a way that hopefully our listeners, or at least you, Jeff, will be able to resonate with, question, or say that's total utter BS. And I want to do it in a way that feels honestly honest, right? That I know I repeat myself, and I will say it again. But I found that as I was thinking about how important that has always been to me, you are not your customer. I immediately was drawn into the reflecting pool of, wait, I'm here attempting to, share myself with an audience, and I actually am my audience. So it's a little bit of the sort of weird cycle of my own brain, and that I hope provides some insight. Now, I don't want to lose the impact of, we could spend an hour talking about all the ins and outs of how marketers are not their customers, and how they, of course, have to imagine being their customers, but never really falling into the trap of thinking they're their customer. Right. And we could spend another hour talking about what coaching, mentoring, and what we're trying to do here might actually entail, and how that's related or not related to any of the above. Or we can just jumble it all together in a blender like I'm doing right now and hope that everyone can follow along.
I like that. The answer to will it blend is kind of, I think.
Yes. It kind of will blend, and I'm okay with that. And so it's just trying to figure out how we get ourselves to a place where we can stand above and look at who we're speaking to about what, and know when we put the hat on of, it's really about me, just like it's about you, or it's really about, hey, you have some problems I don't even necessarily understand. And let's go back to our time in developer marketing. Yes, we understood how to develop, but we weren't professional developers. But we had to be able to understand their ability to really sort of go and do complex things that they needed solutions to, right? So you have to be able to articulate that problem and help them.
No, I think that's great. And in fact, this is actually a pretty decent place to wrap up this episode because if we keep going, it's going to be another 15, 20 hours of discussing mentoring and some of the other techniques. So, with that, thank you for joining us on the CMO Reset. And we'll see you or hear you will hear us on a future episode. And please let us know if you have any thoughts or feedback. We'd love to hear it. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CMO Reset. You can find us on Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, and at cmoreset.com.